This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Bernger Ingelheim. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
When it comes to PRRS protection, the right choice hasn't changed. Backed by 30 years of reliable protection and research, Ingelvac PRRS MLV can be trusted for cross-protection against the industry's most current and relevant field strains, including the highly virulent 144 lineage 1C.5 variant strain. Talk to your Boehringer Ingelheim representative to learn more.
There was a disappointing aftertaste to this week's export sales report. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said this week's corn sales are lower than what we've been getting used to.
A little bit of disappointment in the corn side of things. So if we look at the old crop, came in at 883,000 tons. The lower end of the estimates was 900,000 tons. So there was some concern about that. We're still very strong on these sales, even though this would be considered a disappointing week compared to the estimates. But overall, we're still doing very well versus the five-year estimate.
While the soybean sales saw an improvement this week, McBride said they are still lagging behind overall.
Yeah, these were an improvement for the week, 276,000, almost 277,000 tons, well above the five-year average. It almost more than doubled the five-year average, but they are still a concern. We probably are looking at maybe a 10 to 15 million bushel decrease on the next USDA report, or maybe the July report if things don't change. Overall, the demand side of the soybean world, we know what we're expecting or what we're looking for. We're looking for China. We heard earlier this week that China was this was from a deputy ag secretary that had said that China had started to fulfill that new crop obligation from that framework deal from back in October. So it's going to take a lot.
For Money Matters on Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith reporting.